Well, I've said many times that we have entered an era of the blended workforce. Sometimes the government says multi-sector workforce. And there, what concerns me, Chris, is that right now there appears to be at least a perception that this is a bad thing. And I don't think it's bad at all. I think that the partnering between industry and the government is a very good thing. And the government needs the private sector, especially the acquisition workforce needs the private sector more than ever before. And I think, generally speaking, it's being done well, and that the private sector is assisting the government where it really needs help. And I can understand the administration's concern that certain functions should definitely stay in-house, but I think it's fairly a limited number.
And that really seems to be the real crux of what the administration, my sense, is what they really were saying was what ended up happening was just too much was outsourced, and what ended up happening are these bizarre stories where a company is doing the selection process and they select themselves. I mean, it's, you know, those kinds of crazy things were happening.
Well, you can definitely find certain stories and certain examples that would give one concern, but I think they're very few and far between. And I think, generally speaking, the government is using the private sector in a rational way and in a needed way. I do think your prediction is probably correct. I think it's probably correct that the government will continue to rely on the private sector just as much as in the past. But you cannot dismiss the fact that the Obama administration and this Congress very much are making a very concerted effort to bring positions back into the government. It's not necessarily cost savings, because the money's still being spent. It's a policy issue of who performs the work. And I do know I have clients where the government has approached contractor employees and have successfully encouraged them to join the government. So it is happening where contractor employees are turning into government employees. Not necessarily cost savings, but insourcing is certainly an active initiative.
It sounds as though you're seeing a balance starting to be struck between insourcing and outsourcing. And I also wondered regarding this prediction, if since we are going to be seeing a surge in Afghanistan and we're going to see a lot more going on over there, and it certainly seems like stuff's going on over in Yemen too, if more contractors are going to be coming into play because of those sort of foreign policy type initiatives.
Well, I think that's true, Amy. I think absolutely. I mean, I don't see any evidence that we're going to have reduced procurement spending. And, of course, the administration is saying they want a 7% reduction in procurement spending over the next two fiscal years. I just don't see that happening. And so there's my bold prediction. I just don't see a significant decrease in procurement spending, that it goes against the trend of the last decade.
And what we're also seeing is that, you know, we all talked about the difficulties of outsourcing. It's also been very difficult to insource. There are a lot of challenges there as well.
Oh, very much so. I mean, very much so. And it's a little bit smoke and mirrors. I mean, somebody's got to do the work. You know, I mean, and the bottom line is the government needs more people. And whether they get them in-house or from the private sector, you know, we can debate that and decide which function should be performed by who. But the bottom line is that the government needs help and needs a lot of it.
So do you find then that there will be a balance struck, or do you expect or hope that a balance will be struck?
Just the balance or the pendulum?
Exactly. Are we seeing the pendulum swing, or are we seeing the seesaw sort of balance between the insourcing and the outsourcing, and the public sector guys and the private sector guys learning how to play in the same sandbox together?
Well, I think the administration seems very committed to insourcing, and it does seem, what's interesting, it goes against their another one of their initiatives, which is increased competition, because insourcing is not competitive. I mean, you're basically pulling functions back into the government without competition. So I think the administration is going to find it difficult to do, and to increase competition at the same time actively insourcing functions, their goals are really competing against each other.
It's competitive in that all of a sudden the contractors are facing competition from who was once their client.
Right, right.
I mean, that's the biggest, and you mentioned it, but that's a big concern I've heard out there with some contractors saying, hold on, the person, they're hiring our people away.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Right now, OMB is working on a significant amount of guidance on what's inherently governmental, what are critical functions for the agencies to apply. And this next year, 2010, is going to be very interesting to see how that OMB guidance is implemented by the agencies. But clearly, the message is to bring more work in-house.
And it seems like there's a little of redefinition going on about this inherently governmental. What is, you know, how do we classify this term inherently governmental?
Well, I think, Chris, really the focus in 2010 is going to be on the term critical function, because the administration is saying if you, as an agency, decide that something is a critical function, it really should generally be performed by the government. And critical function will be definitely broader than inherently governmental.
Yeah. And are those, I mean, it seems like things like source selection, those kinds of things, those are a critical function of government.
Well, sure, but there's so many support functions in the acquisition arena, for example. You can use acquisition as a good example. There's so many things that are that could be performed by the private sector short of the actual decision-making, short of the actual award of a contract. Obviously, that's inherently governmental. But you could have a fair amount of support in that decision-making process that arguably could be performed by the private sector.
Well, and part of the problem here is that the government just doesn't have the number of people, but also the skills that it needs in that workforce, and it's not very good at training people.
There are gaps. There are just some gaps there.
Well, and I think the administration and Congress need to be very careful, because the last thing you want are, for example, the Department of Defense wants to hire 9,000 new folks. Most of those will be probably college kids. And the last thing you need are 9,000 untrained workers showing up at your doorstep. And you know, it's probably the last thing that the government needs right now is to have a lot of unskilled workers. And I think the focus initially this year has got to be on training the workforce that the government has.
And part of the concern that I've heard with some procurement executives is that there isn't that training aspect that goes along with, if we're going to hire these people on, we need them to be able to be smart, be empowered, be able to do their jobs.
Exactly. The good news is I think the administration is definitely putting workforce up there as the top priority. So that's a good thing.